So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. Hey, everybody, this is Russell. Welcome back to our fun hangout time in quarantine every single day. I am trying to set up from sitting in different spots so I can actually sit in a chair today because the last 2 weeks I've been sitting on the floor and my legs are burning. So we're hanging out a little differently. Hopefully this still works and you guys can all hear me. We're live on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm excited to be hanging out with you guys today. So it is Friday. We are a couple weeks into this whole crazy quarantine now. I think I told you guys Boise officially got locked down a couple days ago, which is good for you guys. It means we all get to hang out more often here, and we're going to start sharing more things from the books. And I'm curious, how many of you guys have had a chance to listen to the entire audiobook? I know that the book, the new Traffic Seekers book, doesn't actually ship till May 5th, but the audiobook is available. I sat in a theater or studio actually for 7 days. It took me 3 days to read the Traffic Seekers book, 2 days to read the .com Seekers, and 2 days to read the Expert Seekers book. I got audiobooks done of all three of the new updated versions. But curious how many of you guys actually had a chance to listen to the whole thing. I know a bunch of you guys were like, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to get the audiobook. I'm going to listen to the whole thing before tomorrow. So hopefully a bunch of you guys had a chance to listen to it, which would be really fun. So, all right, Chris Baden said me. All right, so good. If not, it's time to, like, what are you guys doing? Like, we're sitting around doing nothing anyway. Might as well be listening and sharpening your saw, sharpening your mind, and getting prepared for what's coming next. So Austin said, Russell, BJJ or wrestling? Come on now. Wrestling is the greatest sport of all time. But BJJ is number two, so it is good. All right, you guys aside for today, I'm going to read some more of the book. In fact, we are finishing up section number one today here inside Traffic Secrets. Oh, I'm going to open this thing up. And those who don't know, this is the box set. This is the trilogy. This is, and it's funny, I said this to Liz Benny Pitcher. I'm like, this is the trilogy. And she's like, Russell, there's four books. The trilogy only has three. And I was like, crap. Well, I'm like, this is the trilogy, and this is the workbook that goes with the trilogy. So there's four books in a trilogy. I don't know. Trilogy sounds cooler. So there you go. And check that out. If you see the book, can you guys see the box set? It's really cool. It says The Secrets Trilogy by Russell Brunson. On the back, it's got the dot-com secrets is the framework, expert secrets is the fire, traffic secrets is the fuel, and then unlock secrets is your playbook. And then this side is a quote. I don't know if you guys, it might be backwards for you guys. It says, you're just one funnel away. And then a quote from Garrett White says, the life you want, the marriage you want, and the family you want are going to be fueled by the businesses you build. And so that's kind of what's in the box set. All right. Oh, let's open this up. We're going back in Traffic Seekers. And we've been doing this every single day now for almost 2 weeks, which has been a lot of fun for me. And we're almost to the end. Today we're going to finish up talking about the first section of the book, which is going to be cool. So we've covered a lot of stuff. So section number one in the book is all about, in fact, if you look at the title, section number one is called Your Dream Customer. It's really understanding and mastering your customer. Where are they at? How do we find them? How do we get hold of them? What are the hooks, the stories, the offers for you to grab their attention and pull them into your world? Who's already congregated them? How do we follow up with those people? Like all the things we've been talking about. And so secret number seven is infiltrating the Dream 100. How do you do that? It's going to be really fun. And then and the next week we'll get into section number two of the book, which is called Fill Your Funnel. This now is where we start breaking down the different networks. We go into Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube, podcasting, and a bunch of other ones. And I'll show you guys a pattern of how we dominate all of those. But when you understand the pattern, what's cool about it is it'll give you the ability to dominate anything, because you can use this. You can use this process to dominate TikTok, Twitch. The new platform is coming out next week. Xavier said, "I'm throwing my wallet on the screen." That's amazing. I love it. I love it. All right, so we're going to Dream 100. So infiltrating your Dream 100. How do you get into those people? This is a question a lot of people have, because I've been talking about Dream 100 pretty consistently now for a decade, telling people, like, build your Dream 100, go find those people, network with them, build relationships, get them to promote you, things like that. And it's funny because some people hear me say that, but they don't do anything about it. That's the majority of people. Some people hear me, they build the Dream 100 and start contacting them, but they never get in with them. They never ask them to do anything. They kind of start the exercise, but they don't actually finish it. And so this is going to help you guys understand, like, how to finish this exercise. How do you take this Dream 100 and how do you infiltrate it? How do you build relationships? How do you get in with them? So secret number seven, we're on page 104. For those who are following along in your books, which haven't been shipped yet. They ship May 5th, though, so you should be getting them about a month from now. You guys will all start getting your books. If you don't have your book yet, or the audiobook, you can go get a free copy at trafficseekers.com. You just got to cover the shipping, which is not that much money. I think it's under $10 in the U.S. and a little more in international. But go to trafficseekers.com. You can get those. You can get it. There's a bunch of amazing videos that you get immediately as bonuses. Plus, the order form bump is the audiobook. So if you want to listen to it this weekend, you can go upgrade your order and get the audiobook, and you can listen to me reading this entire book to you. And yeah, so it's kind of fun. All right. So infiltrating the Dream 100. So I'm going to tell you guys a story that I tell in the book. How many of you guys remember the Arsenio Hall show? How many of you guys are old enough? Old enough. I'm now, I turned 40 this year, so old enough to remember the Arsenio Hall show. He's the late night, that's Arsenio Hall, right? Now, I remember when I was growing up, my parents would not let me watch the Arsenio Hall show for whatever reason. I think it was late night. But my friend's parents let him watch it all the time, so he'd always talk about it, and like he was always doing that thing. And so I remember like he would tell me stories, and I always like wanted to watch, but I never did. Till one night, we had to sleep over at his house, and I got to watch the Arsenio Hall show. And it was so cool because people run out, and he does this like whoo hoo hoo, and everyone's excited, and he's interviewing people, and they're funny people, and like it was just like this really cool thing. And what's interesting is I started doing this was really funny. It's after we saw that became like our thing. Like that was the Arsenio Hall's thing, but that became our thing. We were playing basketball, we dunk on someone, and like whoo, you know, we play football, we catch a touchdown, and like whoo, like it became all of our things, right? Oh, someone said that their aunt worked on the show. How cool is that? All right, so Arsenio Hall show, like at the peak of it, in fact, in June 1922, or 1992, Bill Clinton, who was running for president at the time, came on the Arsenio Hall show, played the saxophone, he played the song Heartbreak Hotel, and what many people said that one of the main, not the main reason, but a big reason why President Clinton won the election is because the people who were watching Arsenio Hall show, they said it helped build his popularity among minority and younger voters, which is one of the major reasons why he won the election, which is very interesting, right? Anyway, so then 2 years after that, Arsenio Hall show gets canceled, right? And then how many of you guys have heard of Arsenio Hall since then? No one has, right? He disappeared off the face of the planet. What happened? Until a couple of years ago, in 2012. I can't believe it's 2012. That was 10, is that really 10 years ago? I don't know what year we're in right now. In quarantine time, I don't remember what year we're in. Anyway, 2012, we're watching Celebrity Apprentice because that's what we do. And all of a sudden, Arsenio Hall is one of the contestants on Celebrity Apprentice, which we're like, this is amazing, right? So we're watching this whole thing, and there was something interesting that happened. So they do different fundraisers on Celebrity Apprentice. Things are happening. And then one of the episodes was a fundraiser. And so all the contestants jump on the phone. They're calling all their friends, everyone they know, and they're trying to raise money, right? And every single one of the celebrities get on the phone, raise money. Some raise like, you know, 30 grand. Some raise hundreds of thousands. Like everyone's got different levels of it. A couple of people raise like half a million or something. Everybody raised money except for one contestant. Can you guess which contestant that was? The only contestant who raised zero, not even a penny, was Arsenio Hall. And you see the scene of him where he's on the phone with his address book. He's calling person after person after person. Nobody will return his call. He's like, why is nobody returning my calls? And then the very end, they tally up, and he's the only one that doesn't get any money. And they show this little clip of him in like the boardroom, whatever, talking to the camera. And he's all frustrated. He looks at him, and he says, you know what? He said, when I had my own show, everybody returned my call. Boom. Okay? Now, most people miss that. But for me, it rang in my head like a bell. When Arsenio Hall had a show, he had a platform. He was able to call anyone on earth, including Bill Clinton, who was currently running for president, and say, do you want to be my show, man? And the next day, Bill Clinton's on a show playing saxophone, right? He loses his show, loses his platform. No one returns his call. People ask me, Russell, how in the world did you get in with Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi and all these people? And I would love to think that the reason why I got in with all these guys is because I'm so nice or charismatic or maybe think my haircut's cool or whatever, right? And as much as I wish that was the truth, I know, I'm fully aware that the reason why I was able to get into my Dream 100 is because the thing that I have to offer them is my platform. That is what I have to offer people. So when I met Tony, I'm like, hey, Tony, I've got a whole bunch of entrepreneurs that follow me. Can I interview you? Can I get to know you? Can I do, you know, when I met Dean, hey, Dean, I'd love to help promote you. Hey, Dean, you want to be on my show? Hey, and you can name up every people in my Dream 100, everyone I've tried to get. My platform is the thing that I have to offer my Dream 100. It's the tangible thing that I own, that I control, that provides value to people who are three or four or five levels above me, right? And so for you, the question is, like, you're building this Dream 100, and then how are you going to approach them? Like, hey, Dream 100, can you do this thing for me? Can you do this thing? Like, they're going to say no, right? They have enough things happening in their lives. The thing you have to offer them is your platform, but you've got to have a platform, right? And so that's this whole secret number 17 is about, is building out your platform. So what does your platform look like? Well, for everyone, it's going to be different. Some of you guys, in fact, I'm going to do a poll right here. How many of you guys right now who are listening to this, how many of you guys, you love to write? Like, I love writing. If I could just write all day, I'd be the happiest person in the world. Okay, if you are someone who loves to write, the platform you need to be building is you need to be starting a blog. You should be writing. How many of you guys are like, writing sounds like the worst thing on planet Earth. I do not want to write ever, but I love to talk, right? Okay, maybe for you, you should be starting a podcast. Like, that's the platform. If you love talking and speaking, like, that should be your thing. How many of you guys are like, I like writing, podcasting, yeah, but I love being on video. I want people to see my face. I want to see my excitement. Oh, this is amazing. For those of you guys, you should be starting a video channel, a vlog, a YouTube channel, or Instagram, or Facebook, like somewhere. Like, you got to find the spot that you're the most comfortable, okay? Because if you're not comfortable, you're not going to be consistent with it. So that's number one, figuring out like what you're like where you want to build your platform at, right? And then you've got to start actually growing it, okay? And I have a whole bunch of stuff here. I wish I could read all of it to you. Starting on page 112 is like, how do you find your voice? Because when you first start your own show, it's scary, right? Like, how do you know how to talk? Like, if you listen to the first 40 plus episodes of my podcast, like, they were really bad. I was shy and awkward, nervous. Nah! And people are like, Russell, you seem like such a natural communicator. How did you become so natural at it? I became natural because I published 800 episodes of my podcast consistently, 3 to 5 times a week, every single day for the last 8 years. Okay. And I've gone Facebook Live hundreds of times, and I've been on tons of other, like, I sound natural because I've done it a lot. I found my voice and I continue to try to develop and make it better, but it's consistency. Okay. Before any of you guys saw me up here talking to you, it was a decade of me putting in the time and the effort of publishing and finding my voice and doing it over and over and over again. And so what I want to recommend for all of you guys is you need to pick a platform, whatever one it is, especially right now, especially during times when everyone's stressing out. This is your shot, your chance to step up as the leader that your people are looking for and start talking, start sharing, start giving faith and hope in a brighter future for your people. Now is the time. So I want to challenge you guys to figure out, if you're a writer, you're starting a blog. And I would recommend going to like medium.com, starting a blog there. If you're a speaker, you're going to start a podcast. If you like video, you're going to start a video vlog. And I don't care if it's on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, I don't care. Pick a platform and stick with it. And then I challenge you to publish every single day for the next year, starting today. Not mañana, starting today. I want you to publish every single day for an entire year. Okay? And at first you're like, I don't have something to talk about for an entire year. I get it. Okay? But what's magic is you start speaking, more things will come to you. Okay? As you open up your mouth, the Lord will bless you with more ideas, more inspiration, more things. As you share, as you give, as you're helping other people, more stuff will come to you. So it's very important to understand that. Okay, so you got to publish every single day for at least a year. The reason why we do this is a couple things. Number one, at first you were going to be very, very bad. Okay? So you need to start publishing so to be able to find your voice. This is the big part of it. If you don't start publishing now, you will never find your voice. The reason why I'm good today is because 8 years ago, I started publishing every single day. Okay? So you start publishing to find your voice. And you're, first you're like, oh, but no one's listening to me. Like, that's good because you suck right now. So it's okay that no one's listening to you. You shouldn't worry about it. Now is the time for you to find your voice and learn how to actually speak and figure out what people actually want to hear. Number two, so number one is for you to be able to find your voice. Number two is you have to publish long enough for people to find you. Okay, number one, you're finding your voice. Number two, it's you publishing long enough for them to find you. There's a really cool blog post that my buddy Nathan Barry wrote on his blog. It's called Endure Long Enough to Get Noticed. And I'm going to read it because it's one of the most powerful things I could possibly share for you guys. He said, how many great TV shows have you discovered in season 3 or later? I started watching Game of Thrones after they'd released 5 seasons. Pat Flynn had released at least 100 episodes of his podcast before I even knew it existed. I discovered Hardcore History years after Dan Carlin started producing it. This is such a common experience. There's so much content being produced that we can't possibly discover it all. So instead, we wait for the best content to float to the surface after time. If step number one in building an audience is to create great content, step number two is to endure long enough to get it noticed. Seth Godin is very generous with his time and will appear on almost any relevant podcast. But you have to have recorded at least 100 episodes first. His filter is creators who have shown they are willing to show up consistently for a long time. Oh, this is so good. You guys get this? All right. So step number one, you're doing this, publishing every day for a year on your chosen platform. I don't care what it is. Okay. Number one reason is for you to find your voice. At first, no one's going to be listening and you're going to suck at it. And that's okay. That's the plan. That's the process. Okay. Number two is you're doing it so that your audience can find you. If you just publish 3 episodes, they're never going to find you. You publish 100, they're going to start finding you. You publish every day for a year, You'll have endured long enough that your people will start finding you. Okay, when I launched my first podcast, it was called Marketing Your Car, and it was I did the same exercise I'm asking you. I was like, what am I going to be most comfortable with? What can I be most consistent with? I was like, if I do an interview show where I have to have microphones and stuff, I'll never do it because it'll be too hard. But I was like, I'm in my car every day for 10 minutes. I'm just going to record a podcast while I'm driving. So I called it the Marketing Your Car Podcast. And I knew I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to do it at least 3 times a week and maybe more. And I had days where I did it every single day. And I did it for years. Now, I was lucky at the beginning. I didn't know how to check my stats. So because of that, I never checked my stats. And so what's amazing is I think I was 3 years into publishing my podcast before I learned how to like find out if people were actually listening. And I am so grateful I never knew. Because if I had known that the first 40, 50, 60 episodes I had like 10 listens each, I probably wouldn't have kept doing it, if I'm completely honest. But now that I've done this many, every episode that I publish gets tens of thousands of downloads, okay? But I had to keep doing it consistently for not long enough for my people to find me. And I do it consistently long enough to find my voice. And so that's the secret to Dream 100. Then when you have your own platform, now you can go to these people who you're Dream 100 and be like, hey, I've got a podcast. You want to be on it? Hey, I got a YouTube show. Do you want to be on it? Hey, and now you have something of value to provide to them. That's the thing you have to provide your Dream 100 is your platform. That is the big secret. And some of you guys are like, do I have to publish if I'm going to get traffic secrets? You don't have to. There's a lot of ways to drive traffic. But I promise you, this will make a very holistic traffic. It gives you the ability to find your voice. It gives you the ability to infiltrate your Dream 100, to build relationships with people you didn't have the ability to before. In fact, as you read this, it's like this is your journey, right? In your podcast, you're documenting your journey, the result you're trying to get for yourself. And as you hear, you're telling your story along the way. And I wish I could go on for 2 days about this alone. But my job here is I'm documenting my journey. Every single podcast, I'm telling my story. I'm talking about what I'm learning today, where I'm going, like what I'm trying to figure out as you're doing this journey to get a certain result for yourself. So don't think I'll start my podcast after I figure it out. No, you can start today. Figure out what's the result you're trying to get for yourself, okay? And then document your journey along the way. Every episode is a documentation. Then in between here, this is your Dream 100. You're pulling people in and you're interviewing them. You're pulling them in, you're interviewing them, and you're building relationships. You have a chance to interview someone for 30 minutes or an hour on your podcast, on your show, on your video. You build a relationship with your Dream 100 you can't get in any other way. Okay, it opens up so many doors, so many gates, and that is the big secret. So infiltrating your Dream 100, you guys, it all starts with building out your own show. I wish that I could just fly to your house and force you to do it. Most of you won't, but the ones who do are the ones who are gonna thrive during this time of economic uncertainty. Okay, your people are waiting for you. They're waiting for your voice. They're waiting for your guidance, your leadership. And unless you start doing it, they're never gonna find you. And so they always say that the best time to plant a tree, this is the old Chinese proverb. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now. So today, this is the time, you guys. You're sitting around, you're in quarantine, you got this whole weekend to figure out how do we blog. It's easy. You go to medium.com, create an account, boom, you can start blogging today. Okay? I don't know how to start a podcast. There's an app called anchor.fm, I think. It's like free or like $5 on your phone. You download it, boom, you can be podcasting today. Okay? Video, like I went to Facebook, I click go live, boom, I'm live. YouTube, same thing. Like, you don't have to wait. Now is the time. Start publishing. Start finding your voice. Document your journey towards something that you're trying to create, something you're trying to learn, and just share what you're doing. You don't have to make things highly produced. You're just talking and telling your stories and what you're learning along the way. And as you do that, two things will happen. Number one, you will find your voice. And number two, you'll endure long enough that your people will be able to find you. All right, guys, I got to bounce because I've got an interview with one of my Dream 100 starting in 2 minutes. Yes, I practice what I preach, so I got to jump off here. If you don't have a copy of your book yet, go to trafficseekers.com, get it. The hardbounds don't ship till May 5th, but the audiobook is available right now, so go and get it. I highly recommend Get the Order Form Bump, which is the audiobook. You can listen for 7 hours of me reading this entire book to you. So by this time on Monday when we're hanging out again, you can have this whole book in your brain and done. All right, I got to go, guys. I'm starting in 1 minute. 1 minute, I'm going to interview you. Appreciate you all. Thanks for everything, you guys. Start publishing. Now is the time. Your people are waiting for you. Let's go. All right. Thanks, you guys. We'll talk soon. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So
What you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.